Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
How would you feel about the Tar Heels finishing 8-5? This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Actually, this season could be Larry Fedora's best coaching job. What you say? The Tar Heels may be the best one-team win in the country, with the progress they've shown in 3 of the last 4 games. Although victory has been elusive, they are getting closer and were every bit as good as undefeated Miami last night in Keenan Stadium. Now the schedule breaks in Carolina's favor. It's 9 days to get over the heart-wrenching loss to the Hurricanes, but the Tar Heel team that played Thursday night can beat every remaining opponent: Boston College, NC State, Virginia, Pitt, Old Dominion, and Duke. If that happens, the Heels will finish 7-5 and reach a bowl game, which they can also win to wind up 8-5. How Fedora and his staff prepared their players for Zero Dark Thursday was impressive, and any number of snaps could have made the end result different. One ill-advised pass, one costly penalty, one poorly blocked field goal attempt, and several other plays in between. This is a team caught short on quality players, but it's clear those who have been thrown into the battle are getting better each week. Renner and Marquise Williams will be a dangerous combo to defend from here on out. Eric Ebron proved he can be unstoppable, and T.J. Logan looks like he could be the next Geo. Although the record doesn't show it, Vic Koning's defense is improving. Yes, the East Carolina game was a disaster, but Georgia Tech, Virginia Tech, and Miami have shown signs of where it's going. Now it's up to the players to keep working and not give up on the process. Ironically, this particular 1-5 record bodes well for the future if Carolina treats what's left as a separate season.